Roland Fryer studies economic disparities and race in America as an economics professor at Harvard University. Fryer is the recent winner of a MacArthur Genius Fellowship, and he joins us from Concord, Massachusetts. Roland, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
How deep are the disparities between whites and other groups, blacks and Hispanics, when it comes to jobs and when it comes to wealth?
If you look at full-time workers, for example, blacks and Hispanics earn about 33%, so a third less than whites. When you look at unemployment, I believe the unemployment rate for African Americans now is about double what it is for whites. So we've made progress, no doubt, since the days that King was here, but we have a long ways to go.
Looking at these numbers, say for black unemployment, it is about 16% as of August. The national average is 9%. And what accounts for that gap?
A variety of factors, but I'll tell you, one of the big factors is the skill gap, the education gap, if you will. If you take something like eighth grade test scores, for example, and you just say, hey, if we compare racial minorities with the same eighth grade test scores, and then look, are they as likely to be unemployed or are they making similar wages? The answer is yes.
What are you seeing from the Obama administration in terms of investment, say in education or in work training, that you think would make a difference?
That's a tough question. I think there have been some promising things that could make a difference, like Race to the Top. And
this is the education program that gives grants to schools who kind of put focus in areas that the administration feels is helpful to education.
Yes, however, we haven't gone nearly far enough. I think there are a lot of excellent schools around the country who have shown us that any child, regardless of their background, can be educated. I mean, Dr. King didn't say those words exactly, but it can be inferred in a lot of his messages. The administration could take further steps to say, for example, if there are teachers who aren't performing, make it easier to remove them. I know that's a controversial thing, but you asked the question about what they could do, and that's one thing.
So, Roland, a lot of your research focuses on youth and sort of the disparities that manifest themselves at the testing stage, the school stage.
Sure.
But looking at these numbers for unemployment now, does this portend a trend that is only going to widen this gap? I mean, are we getting on a trend here that, if not irreversible, is going to be very difficult to get off of?
I think we are. I think that the gap in education that you see now has been going on for some time, and it's not getting a lot better. It hasn't gotten a lot better since the 1980s. So as you see labor markets tighten, we're in a recession, people are making very, very careful judgments of whom to hire, whom to fire, you're going to see what I call a flight to quality, which is people are going to be very, very careful about the skills of those who they actually hire. And when that happens, when people can't afford to get a hiring decision wrong, you're going to see gaps exacerbate as long as you have an underlying skill gap. So I think there's got to be two fronts if you want to decrease these disparities. One, a recent paper of mine and others have shown that about 25% of the disparities can be attributed to some forms of discrimination. So you need anti-discrimination policy, maybe even affirmative action. But the other 75% is because we have a skill gap, and we need targeted policies now to erase that skill gap. Because you're right, if we don't figure this out, then what's to come is going to be scary.
At the same time, both of your suggestions sound politically untenable in the current environment.
I really
can't imagine President Obama going to Republicans with these ideas.
That's why my office is in Cambridge, Massachusetts, not Washington,
D.C. You're safely ensconced in Harvard. But it's a real question here, you know, what's politically viable in this environment?
You know, political viability is a moving target. I mean, the question is, as a country, when are we going to decide that the zip code that you're born into shouldn't really determine your life course? If anything is politically palatable, it's creating educational opportunities for young people. And, you know, Martin Luther King fought for access. I really believe that the civil rights issue of the 21st century is about quality. Minorities can go to school, but unfortunately, the schools that they go to are far inferior to the ones of non-minorities, and it's teachers with the least amount of experience, et cetera, teaching those schools. We've got to flip that, and we've got to allow everyone to get a fantastic education in America if we want to help close some of these gaps that we see in unemployment and wages among adults.
Roland Fryer, professor of economics at Harvard University, speaking with us from Concord, Massachusetts. You're listening to NPR News.